No, the leftover korban chatas, if it's brought to for achrayis, so lachruz the other one is brought for korban ayla. That the meiser of a chatas is brought for korban ayla, and the ain meiser ayla bo chatas, but leftover from a korban ayla is not brought for korban chatas. And still, uma chatas she meiser bo ayla, mother of a korban chatas, that its meiser is brought for korban ayla. Still, the locker is shocked on the shame of Sula. If he shed the carbon chattas, the shame of carbon oil. If you have a shinu kurdish by chattas, it's Sula. If so, oil, a carbon oil. Shame moisture by chattas. It does not turn out to be a carbon chattas. Even you have two oilers. The leftover of it does not turn into a carbon chattas. If so, shocked on the shame chattas and a dinch type Sula. According to your swore, Blazer, isn't it a swore for sure to say that if you shecht a carbon oil, the shame a carbon chattis, that it should also be possible. And so it's mashma from over here that Reb Lezer only says by carbon pesach that if you shecht another carbon, the shame pesach, it's possible. But if you shecht the shame chattis, it's talking not possible. So Rashi says like this is Rabbi's deal to say that Reb Lezer only meant to say the shame pesach is possible. That's the Reb Yeshua learned of shat in Reb Lezer. And therefore, Reb Yeshua asks back, grant you, Reb Lezer, according to your swear, should even be possible, other kabbonis, l'shem mechata, should also be possible. This no, Omele Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer says back, lo imamata, not if it was said, b'chatis, shekeng shere, l'shmo, b'chol ha'shana kula, according b'chatis, the whole year, if you shecht it, l'shmo, it's kosher, that's the way you're supposed to. So therefore, if you shecht any other korban, the shame chatas is also kosher. But to yom of a pesach, mashenka by korban pesach, shame the kosher l'shmoi, elab is manoi. Like the rest of the year, if you shecht the korban pesach, the shame pesach is psula. It's only kosher bizman arbasa. It's only kosher on erev pesach. So ho you v'pasal l'shmoi, since the korban pesach the rest of the year. If you shecht l'shem pesach, it's possible. Dinu, therefore, it's a svara sheyifsulu acherim l'shmoi. Who would in any other carbon also? If you shecht it on erev pesach l'shem pesach, it also becomes possible. But enechnami, only other kabbonis l'shem pesach becomes possible, and not other kabbonis l'shem chatis. So Rav is medayik from this part of the Gemara to say Reb Lezer only meant it by a carbon pesach and not by a chatis. And what was the deal of Reb Yechanan? That he said, no, Reb Lezer says a svara not only by Pesach, but also by Korban Chattis. So Rashi before said, like on the Pircha before was a deal for Reb Yechanan. Rashi says, Techiechid the Pesach Reb Lezer be Yacherim Meshem Pesach, is Pesach be Yacherim Meshem Chattis also. The time goes over the reason before Reb Lezer, Mishum du Pesach Meshem Acherim. Since the Korban Pesach is Pesach Meshem Acherim, so that was Reb Lezer's svara for what in the Chattis. So if you learn this first reasoning of Reb Lezer, that's where Reb Yechanan was medayi. That any time there's a psul of shloi l'shmo, who would in any other korban for shachtel l'shem zeh, is also possible. So it would not only be by korban pesach, it would also be by korban chatas. But Rav is medayi from the second reason, Reb Yeshua says here, mashem is only korban pesach that's possible, mashenka the korban chatas, it would not be a psul of yishacht other korbanos l'shem chatas, it would be kosher according to Reb Lezer. Alright, turn over. Yeah, then the Mishnah says weiter that Shimon Achai Azai Yomer, he says a svara of Yeshech the Korbin L'shem Gevoyim Imenu, it's kosher. Yeshech L'shem Nomach Imenu, then it's possible. Like it says Yeshech the Kochim Kalim L'shem Kochim Kadoshim, then it's kosher. But Yeshech the Kochim Kadoshim L'shem Kochim Kalim, then it's possible. So Mora says like this, that Ravashi Masni Mishmed Rav Yechanan, Ravashi learned the reasoning in the name of Rav Yechanan, but Ravacha Bered the Ravo Masni Mishmed the Rav Yana. He learned the name of Rav Yana like this, that my time of the Shimon Achai Azariah, what's the reason of a Shimon Achai Azariah that the difference with Yeshech L'Shem a Korban Gevoya or a Korban Nomach, the Yom HaKrokos, the Pasuk says, V'lo yichalalu es kodshe b'nei Yisrael es asher yirimu l'Hashem sh'nat b'mechavol l'mechavol kodshim asher yirimu l'Hashem sh'vidashin b'morim mehem ein mischalim. If you make a change to give it more kedusha, then it does not become possible. But v'nomuch mehem mischalim, if you make it less than this, then it is mischalim. Like Rashi says, lo yichalalu es kodshe means Ein chiluk yeshirimu oisa l'shem gevoyim hem. If you make the korban a kodshim kalim into yavim kavon l'shem a kodshim kodoshim, you do not make a psul. But if you make it less, you make it nomach miyem, that is mitchala. For the gemara v'ahay lo'ochu the yosef, the truth of the pasuk comes for this, v'om mi boyin alik the shmuel. We need this pasuk like Shmuel says. To yom ha-shmuel, Shmuel says like this. Mi nine, how do we know? That li'oichal es ha-tevel. Should be misa, some read tevel. Even before he took off the trumas of Isis, that Yechayiv misa for this, Shnemek, what this pasuk says, for lo yichalalu es kodshe b'nei Yisrael, es ha-shayirimu l'ashem, meaning the asidim literal makosim adaber, meaning that right now it's tevel. You did not take off the trumas of Isis yet. So she's going to take it off. So still the pasuk says here, and Rashi says the more in the Sahedrin learns out, talking about a true Meir, or Meisa Bori Kiyichalu, it says a Chayiv Misa. So learn out from this Pesach, if ye tevel, ye Chayiv Misa. So Mora says, you can learn out both things. Because the Imkain, if it's only teaches the law of tevel, lichtot krua asher humu. My, what's the Pesach asher yirimu, shomina parati. It means two drosses, the Rashi says Imkain. Lichtot Reb Shimon, achay azayin, if only come for the first drosses of Reb Shimon, teaches l'shem gevoya, it's still kosher on l'shem nomach as possible. Lichtad lo yichalo asher humu. Maishna loshin osid inoket yorimu, what's loshin osid? So shamin is a drosha, namiho, that even though you did not take off the trumas of Isis yet, it's still tevel, still yichayiv misa. So the kids at shul, we can learn out two things from this pasuk. That if you eat tevel, yichayiv misa, and the wadin of Shimon Svar is, that if you shechted l'shem gevoya, it's lo yichalo. But if you shecht the carbon kodesh kadoshim, carbon oila, if you shecht the l'shem ishlamim, then it would be possible. Now the Gemara is, boy Reb Zera, Reb Zera asked a question like this, kisherim, when Reb Shimon HaChazaya said that if you shecht l'shem gevoya, that as kisherim, what does kisherim mean? Kisherim v'yein meratzen, it's only mean that it's kosher, but who adin is not oila l'shem chayva, and therefore, the chi pligi, the chad pligi. When does Reb Shimon argue on a Tanakama? Only in one halacha. Of the namach mehem. A Tanakama holds by korban oilem and korban shlamim. Any shinu kodesh is kashav loyolu. And Reb Shimon says, no, if you shech the korban oilem, the shem shlamim becomes possible. So the shem namach, that's the only time they argue. I do maybe know, kisherim, that's what Reb Shimon says, if you shech the korban shlamim, the shem a korban oilem. If you shech l'gvoyim imenu, but as ksherim, maybe ksherim means umaratim, that has cost you 100%, and even ayotzi dechavosa, it's all l'shem chayva. If so, v'tati plig, if so, then Reb Shimon would argue on two points against the Tanakama. So, what does Reb Shimon hold? Om Rabbi Yisabai says v'teno, Reb Zriki, Tashma, come in here. Ha'bechor v'yamaisa, sheshochaton l'shem shlomim, kosher. Shech the bechor and the meis l'shem shlom, that's called gevoy, it's kosher. Shlom is a shoftim, l'shem bechor, l'shem meisa, posel. Now, because that's l'shem nomach, it's posel. Now, the Yisak, without this, you can tell me and think, that k'shem maratzim, that when he says kosher, means it's even maratz also, says so bechor bar ritzi, or what kind of ritzi is there by bechor? There's no yotze dechavosai. Else, what do I say, who was in the other way? Ela ksherim vei maratzin. Ela, what does ksherim mean? There's kosher, but it's not maratzin. There's no, you're not yotze dechavosa by bechor. And so, me the sefer ksherim vei maratzin, she come out in reishinami ksherim vei maratzin. Just like in the sefer by bechor, it means you're not maratzin, you have no ritzui, you're not yotze nechayiv. So in the first case is also, by an oila, but by a korban shlomim, l'shem an oila also, it could be kosher, but there's no ritzui. So Mora says, no, me the ira, was one of the other. How could Yisa? Maybe there's no proof. By a Bechor, like he's saying, there's no Ritzui, so that's why there's no Ritzui. But maybe by a Korban Shlomo, where there would be a Ritzui, maybe Rav Shimon holds his kosher completely, and you even have a Ritzui also. Even Yot Yechev Osoi. So Mora says, El is so, my Kamashvalon, what are you teaching us then? That Gevoyev and Omach Kamashvalon. Tanini Morantis, Ketzad. Kodesh, Kodoshim, Sheshachtel, Meshem, Kodshim, Kalim. So what does the Mishnah have to end off to say the case of the Chor? It already said the Kodshim, Kalim, Meshem, Kodshim, Kalim. So the verse says, no. Now the Tema, without the end part of the say for the Mishnah, I would have thought to say, Kodesh, Kodoshim, the Kodshim, Kalim, who do you could give away even Amach? Only if you make a chiluk between an oila to a shlomo or shlomo to an oila, or kodesh kadoshim to a kodeshim kalim, here there's a psul. Avo kalim the kalim loi, but all types of kodeshim kalim, whether it's a shlomim or b'chor maiso, all have the same status, and one to the other is always kosher. So that's the chiddush now. That if you shech the shlomim l'shem a b'chor or maiso, it's tak a psul. That's also called nomuch mehem. So Mora says, no, what namatim will be also learned like this. It says clearly, Shlomim koidmen es habechor. A korban shlomim comes before a korban bechor. Bevnei shein tunim matin arbo usmicho nesachem etmuta chazav v'sheik. So they already said it once. Says the Gemara later we'll have later on. So Mora says true. I tell you, ha ikar ha hi agro naspa. Here taketz yikar, and then a loch later that's only dragged along. First time here it rushes a he the chol atodir agro naspa only dragged along. Shoshon and Shom, and Sakhoim, it says which one comes first. Benachnami, our Mishnah of the Ikkor, the teacher says to Yisoyik, that even by the Kavonis of Kotchim Kalim, like by Shlomim, or by Tachorim, by Maisa, they're all for different status. So therefore, if you shech the Shlomim, Leshem and Maisa, stack apostle, even though they're both Kotchim Kalim, that's also called the Yerida, that's called Nomach. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So kids, we don't have a clear proof. What would be the law according to Rabbi Shimon if he shech the korban shlomim l'shem a korban oilo when he says kosher that is mean even yotze yidei chavosoi or maybe not? This we still do not have a pshita still.
Yeah, now the Mishnah says ha pesach sheshochet hu shachris v'yarba osa shlo lishmoi, you have a korban pesach. Now on erev pesach on yudal benisin you shechted it, but not ben haboyim after chatzos, but b'shachris before chatzos. And you shechted it, shalei lishmoi, you took this korban pesach, lishem, a korban idol, let's say. So Rabbi Yeshua Machshe, Yeshua says, still it's kosher. Why? Kilo nishchat b'shloi shosa. It's as if you shechted it on Yud Gimel, but Nisan. Just like on Yud Gimel, it's not the zman a korban pesach, it has loch like a korban shlomim. So shalei lishmoi is still kosher. The same thing on the korban pesach, on erev pesach. Since the shechita was done before chatzai sayayim, it's not the zman of a korban pesach yet, it's also considered like a shlomim, shalei lishma, therefore it's kosher. And of this, ben b'seira poisel. Ben b'seira says no, this korban pesach becomes posel. And kilu nishchat ben habayim, it's as if you shechted it b'zman of a korban pesach. Since right now it's yudalet benisin, we'll see in the Gemara exactly whether it's really kosher for korban pesach yet or not, but just halacha, since today is the day to bring a korban pesach, even though it's not really the zaman lechatchila to bring it, still it's called the korban pesach, and therefore the shech the shalei lishmo, therefore it's possible. That's when b'seir was halacha. Oh, ma shim ben azay says that mekublani mipi shivim u'shnayim zokin, I received this halacha from 72 zokin. It doesn't say the word zakenim, we'll see in the Gemara, because they all agree to the same svara that biyoyim sheshivu aschev elezeb yeshiva, that the day that they appointed Rebbe Elezer to be the Rosh Yeshiva, on this day all 72 Chachamim and came out with the same halacha, and they said like this, that shakol hazvachim shenecholim shenizbechu shleil lishmon ksherim, all the zvachim that you can eat from it, in other words, the shlomo mechatas or nosham, or if you shecht it shleil lishmon, it's still kshera. Elu shleil odol b'ayin l'mishum chayva, shashinat yotzi yichayva torah seneder as the shlomim. Chutz min ha-pesach u min ha-chatis, excluding the korban pesach or korban chatis, that here, like we have in the first Mishnah, that shaloi lishmo is posel. So what are they eating on more than we have from the first Mishnah? So the Mishnah explains, lo hoysa ben-azi only eat it on elo oilo, only the korban oilo. As he says, the klal of kol ha-zvokam ha-necholim, it has to be a zevat that you can eat from it. Then the lochurish lo lishmo is still kosher. Mashenkin a korban oilo that has no achilo, here he agrees that he holds it as possible. But the Chum did not agree to Benazir. They held no, even a korban oilo also has the same halacha like a shlomim, that shaloi lishmo is kshera, shasta oilo lebayim l'mashem chayva. It's only a korban pesach or a korban chatis, and these two shaloi lishmo is psula.
Yes, now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Lozo, Omer Rabbi Ishiyo, that machshir hoye ben b'seiru b'pesach sheshochetu shachris b'yar b'osel l'shmoi. I tell you that according to Ben Azay, Ben B'seiru in the Mishnah, if you shech the korban pesach l'shmoi, l'shem a korban pesach b'shachris in the morning of erev pesach, you'd also be yotza. It would be yotza. Therefore, he says if you shech the shalei l'shmoi, it's possible, because according to Ben B'seiru,
this manna of a korban Pesach is the whole day of Erev Pesach. The Gemara says the kulu yoyim azim nehu, because he holds, Ben Beseira holds, that the whole day of Erev Pesach from the morning on is his manna of a korban Pesach. Therefore, it's good that lishma is kosher and shelo lishma is pasul. That's what Reb Lezer and Reb Oishia say. If so, the Gemara is umay kiilu. What does the Beseira mean to say? It's as if you shechted it after chatzayit. It's not only as if. It's mamish called the Zman of Korban Pesach. So Mar says, I did the Yom Rebbe Yeshua. Kilo, since Rebbe Yeshua said no, that as if you shechted it on Yudimul Benisin, that the Korban is still kosher shlo lishmoi, or my Yonami Kilo. Therefore, Ben Beseir also said it's Kilo you shechted it on the Zman of the Korban Pesach. But Enechnan, according to Ben Azai, according to Ben Beseir, it's mamish the Zman of the Korban Pesach. Samar says, if so, we hope you so, Adam Miflagi Bishle Lishmoi, why do they only argue if you shech this Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, Bishachris? Shle Lishmoi was kosher or not? Liflagu Bishmoi, let them argue even a bigger Kiddush, that according to Ben Meser, if you shech the Korban Pesach Lishmoi, Lishem the Korban Pesach, you mekayim the mitzvah. Samar says, if Lagu Bishmoi, if they argue about Lishmoi, have a minute, what I thought to say, Abu Bishaloi Lishmoi, Moidu Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira. Hoyulu Mikzasai Royu, if they would have just argued on Lishmoi, and there Rabbi Yeshua says it's not Yotz Lishmoi, I would have thought to say though, Abu Bishaloi Lishmoi, if you would check the Korban Pesach Beshachris, Shaloi Lishmoi, maybe Rabbi Yeshua would agree. Moidu Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira, Rabbi Yeshua would agree to Ben Beseira that the Korban Pesach becomes possible. Why? Hoyulu Mikzasai Royu. Since part of today is raw for the Korban Pesach, I guess the Chatzos is fit for the Korban Pesach, it may be true in the morning if you do it Lishmoi, it's like a posel. It's not the Zman of a Korban Pesach yet. But I'll call upon him, if you do it Shaloi Lishmoi, maybe it would be posel. Kamash Blon, that's the Kiddush know, that Yeshua holds that before Chatzos Sayyim of Erev Pesach, it's not the Zman of a Korban Pesach. So therefore, what you do it, if you do it Lishmoi, it would be posel. And if you do it Shaloi Lishmo, it would be kosher. Now the Gemara asks the question, what are you telling me though according to Ben Beseira? That if mamish kosher for Korban Pesach B'Shacharis, I will accept the Pesach says clearly, Bein Habayim, that's only kosher, Bein Habayim, it's only kosher. Which is mashm in between, means between Chatzos and Erev. Not, it means in between morning and night. So it's only by Chatzos and onwards, not Shacharis. So it says, Amu'ula, Breidu Avilo, Bein Shnei Arvei. What it means to say is between the two evenings. In other words, between the end of last evening, which is B'Shachris, until the beginning of the next evening, which is nighttime. That's what Ben Habayim means. It means from Shachris until Erev. That's the Zman of Korban Pesach. Enechnami, the whole day of Yud-Dalad Benisan is the Zman of Korban Pesach. So my question, if so, Tomid by Korban Tomid, if it also says Bey, Tichsiv Bey, Ben Habayim. Is Ochinami here also the Kuluyay Mekosha, the whole day is Kosha? And we know not like that, that there's a Zman Shachris and there's a Zman Ben Abayim. So my answer is, Hossam over there, Midrich, since the Pasuk says, Es HaKeves Echotas HaBavike, Nichlal the Ben Habayim Mamish. Since it says, one is done Babayker, and the second one is done Ben Abayim. So here, Ben Abayim must mean Mamish Ben Abayim, which means after Chatzai Sayyim. But the more Eimah know, why not say Eimah maybe Chad Baboiker, one Tomid Taka, the first one has to be brought for Davki in the morning. Either maybe the second Tomid, Kula Yayma, you can bring any time you want throughout the whole day. So, how do you know to say Ben Abayim means for Davki after Chatzai? According to you, maybe it means the whole day. Tomorrow says no. When the Pasuk says Echad Baboiker, Fuloi Shnayim Baboiker. Only one Korban Atomic can be brought in the morning and not two. Therefore, that's Pshita, a Korban Atomic, when it says Bein Abayim, it means after Chatzos and not B'Shachris. For the Gemara, okay, Neiros, by the Adlokas and Neiros, the exhibit says Bein Habayim. They light the Neiros Bein Habayim. So maybe Yochanami, the Kulu Yeh Mekosh, maybe the whole day is fit to light the Menorah. Just like Ben Beseira says by Korban Pesach, the whole day is fit. Maybe here also, by Neiros, the whole day is fit. Tomorrow says, Vishani Hosun Nesiv Mi'erav Ad Boiker. Here by the Neros it says, Mi'erav Ad Boiker. And Vitani learned like this, Mi'era v'yad boika. What does the pasuk mean to say that the neros, the menorah, should be burned mi'era v'yad boika? The v'darsh shen tein lo midosim means put enough oil there, put enough amount of oil, shetei de'lekes v'lechos mi'era v'yad boika, that it should burn the whole night, from nighttime until the morning. That's how much oil you have to have in there. The Rashi says it means echati lug l'chol ner v'ner kach shiura chachom l'lel t'kuf etevas. That's the longest nights we have in Tevis. Shletich v'kol alayla, there should stay lit the whole night. Uvetamaz v'nitzin of Tishrei and Tidlik shlish hayoim lichpeslon. That amount in the summertime will learn the nights are not so long. So burn into the day, that doesn't bother us. So we dash from this pasuk mi'era v'yad boker. It means how much oil you have to put in the menorah. The achar another pshat is ein lucha avoidek shera mi'era v'yad boker. There's no other avoided that's kosher from evening until morning, only the menorah. Any other avoided says by daytime, going avoided Saddam, the Kemotzois, the Keturis, Sheikh Shermi, Adlokas, Neris, Velach, Shazumi, Cheras, Akulim. This is the longest one, like all the other ones, are kosher by daytime. This is the longest one, it's kosher the whole night time. I call upon the menorah, it says clearly, Meyera v'yad boker. Here attack does not mean like Bein Harboim, but here rather it means it should burn, the menorah should burn the whole night time. So that's the question, okay, if you're more Keteris, by the parsha of Keteris, the Chsiv, what says by the Keteris also, Bein Harboim, so Chinam Hiros, you want to tell me the Keteris could be the Kulu Yoyim HaKosher, that Keteris should be kosher the whole day, according to Ben Meser, we know not like that, Keteris is in the morning and at night time. And when the Mar Marim says no, Shani Keteris, Keteris is different, the iskish l'neiros, I'll tell you, Keteris is hookish to the neiros. Like Rashi says, v'halois aron, v'ayno bein habayin the Keteris. So therefore, us nami ksiv. So the kitza is the neiros, the Keteris is hookish to the neiros. Therefore, just like the neiros is not kosher the whole daytime, who are then the Keteris is also not kosher the whole daytime. That's how I know the Keteris is not kosher the whole daytime. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on next tape.